Yeah, I don't know how to answer this because there's no question.
Okay. Well, for some reason, it was a question involving deep fakes. So
yeah,
I lost the second half of the train of thought.
I know that we've
been caboose.
Putting short form in the notes so that we don't spoil it for each other, but maybe we need to be a little more long form.
Yeah.
So we actually remember what the questions are.
We need to start doing like blackout spoiler tags on our own notes.
We just have our own notes files. We don't have to share one.
That's ridiculous. So this comes from another Netflix show that I'm watching.
So much good content comes from Netflix shows, especially Black Mirror. Is this from Black Mirror?
No, but I will have more Black Mirror questions coming up on future episodes, I'm sure. But this comes from Good Girls. You watching?
No. Which one is that? Who's in it?
It stars Christina Hendricks.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can picture it now.
Retta from Parks and Rec.
Okay.
And Anne, a.k.a. I don't know who that girl is, from Arrested Development.
Oh, Meg Whitman or something?
You actually know her name?
She's in Parenthood.
Anyways, Christina Hendricks's character's husband in the show, played by Matthew Lillard, has an affair. And it later comes out that it was actually a ton of ladies instead of just the one. Okay. Because she finds out about the one and then they have like a thing and then blah, blah, blah. Later on, she's kind of half forgiven him when she finds out it's like there's actually like tons of women.
Yeah.
So then she's re-mad, obviously.
Okay.
But then they have a kind of conversation, like the three girls, about like, is this worse than before?
Right. So is that our question? Is cheating with multiple people worse than one?
Yes. So it's like one prolonged affair.
Yeah.
With attachment, I guess.
Sure.
Or multiple, you know, hookups, random one-nighters, whatever.
Right. Which is worse?
Yeah. Which is worse?
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. I think it depends on your attitude about sex and casual sex in general. But
well, let me tell you what Christina Hendricks' argument is in the show. She says the multiple women is worse because he is just looking for a warm body. He doesn't need any attachment, so why can't it be her? Like, basically... Okay. He wants anybody but her in that scenario.
I right up until she says he wants anybody but me, I agree with her, and I think she's on the wrong side of the argument. Like, her saying he just wants a warm body, blah, 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 that's a positive to me in the context of cheating, right?
Okay.
Like, I feel like for some people, myself included, the cheating part that's worse is the emotional part, not the sex.
Okay.
So if he's just going out to have sex with randoms and he doesn't even know their names or whatever, and there's a bunch of them, that's better to me than one, like, other family and wife and, you know?
Yeah. I think I kind of agree.
I can see why it'd be harder... Like, it's obviously both are like devastating to find out about if you're in a monogamous relationship. But I feel like over time you'd come to terms with just like the flagrant sexuality of the nameless line of women.
You think you'd get over that faster?
I feel like maybe there's a number of. I'm trying to put myself in the person who's been cheated on shoes. So,
well, here's how I'm thinking about it. Like, well, sort of. It's definitely complex, but here's one level. Is like the prolonged affair with one person takes a real commitment, like of your life. Like that's part of your life that you're carving out for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the random hookups could just be like 10 minutes out of your day once a week or something.
Yeah.
So in that regard, it's like it really is more of an investment to only be with the one person, counterintuitively, maybe. But at a certain point, if there's thousands and thousands of women, now you're talking about a real time commitment.
Yeah.
So I think, there probably is a threshold where they cross each other.
Well, like I said, I was putting myself in the person who's being cheated on shoes. And I feel like if my wife was like, oh, I slept with like 10 guys over the course of the last year, like that would be rough. But maybe it's around 10. I don't know where the number is. But more than that, it's just like, what? Like, it's just more offensive to me, I guess. I don't know. Even though it doesn't, if they're all nameless, it shouldn't really matter. But
yeah, that's definitely one level.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, kind of, what is your perception of the person after you know these things?
Yeah.
Like, what? You fucked 10 dudes this year? Like, I don't even know you. Like, I don't even understand. Like, I'm so confused right now. But if it's like just one person, like, oh, you can picture that. Like,
so scenarios. Both are 6 months old. So she comes to you after 6 months. She's like, I have a crush on a guy at work. He kissed me 2 months ago. Nothing's happened since, but you need to know about this. Or for the last six months.
That's nothing.
How is that nothing?
I wouldn't even bother telling me. I would rather not know and just avoid being angry about that.
Is a kiss nothing?
It's not nothing, but like, I don't know that I need to know. It's more of a something for you to deal with than necessarily for me to deal with.
That's really interesting. So how about, I can only assume that if there was no kiss and it was just a crush, that's even more, don't tell me?
Yeah, obviously.
What if it lasted for a long time and she was like, I'm really feeling that I'm going to slip up?
Well, then you should probably either seek counseling or just break up.
Okay, so wait, I need to try to find your line now, because you're telling me that you wouldn't care if your significant other had a crush on someone for a long time and kissed them. Like, where, how no, far
I
does
would,
it?
I would care, but I don't, I care less than I care about the emotional turmoil of going through that affair in my head. So I would rather I just have some blissful ignorance about it.
But you would be, if you found out years later that that had happened, would you be upset? It had been stopped. He moved away after.
Yeah, a little bit, but like not.
Okay, now replace it with she slept with him.
Oh, okay, now we have something.
Okay, so
P and VG is a whole fucking other side of the fence.
Here's another literally. One then. Let me give you another one then. Sex versus blowjob.
Pee in VG, pee in mouth, pee in hand.
Hand job?
Any touching of the pee. And we got a problem. We got a pee problem.
But, okay, this is weird to me because, like, I've heard that some prostitutes won't kiss because that's too intimate.
Yeah.
But you don't care if your girlfriend kisses other guys.
I obviously care. I'm saying I don't want to know because I care.
As long as she doesn't see his penis or touch it or put it in her mouth.
I prefer she didn't see it.
You have full...
She definitely can't touch it.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Summer Campfires.
Brought to you by Mosquitoes. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to get a little X-rated.
Uh-oh, I'm down.
I know most of our episodes are pretty much PG-13, but...
I do leave the explicit tag on.
This is a huge exception. This is explicit plus.
Okay.
Double R ratings.
Yeah, I can't do that on iTunes, but...
Okay. we're going to check how many porn acronyms you know.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
All right, we'll start with some easy ones.
This is going to expose me as a porn fiend or a Puritan. I don't know which yet.
I think that everybody falls on the spectrum. Like, you can judge anybody's character by how many of these they get right.
Okay.
And everybody falls between 2 and 100, I'm going to say.
Do you have, how many do you have ready for me?
I pulled up a reference here, and there's so many.
Okay.
And lots that I've never heard of.
All right.
But I'm gonna try to stick to the ones I think are in kind of the public. What the fuck is going on? Our windows just rattled like we got hit with a bomb.
Yeah. There's something happening. The purity police are coming for us.
Oh, we better get this episode done quick. Okay. All right. Let's start with some easy ones.
Okay.
MILF.
Mother, I would like to fuck.
Easy. Yep. Just getting warmed up here.
Yeah.
Okay. DP.
Double penetration.
Of course. Classic.
Yeah.
Goes back to, I don't know. I don't know.
Goes back to what?
I don't know the origins of the DP, actually. It's the next one I was thinking of.
Okay.
DVDA.
I don't know.
This one comes from a classic movie by the South Park Boys. Orgasmo? Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah, I haven't seen it, though.
Yeah. This is where I first learned of this acronym, DVDA, okay. Double Vaginal, Double Anal.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're gonna start branching out a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, what is a BBW?
Okay, so this one's interesting because I'm not sure if it's big beautiful women or big black women.
Yeah, I think there's some controversy.
Yeah.
I understand it as big beautiful.
Right. Okay.
But then,
I think so too.
But then I think here's the next one is where the controversy kind of stems from.
Okay.
What is BBC?
I don't know.
What is big black cock?
Oh, right. Okay, sure. Yeah. Good.
So,
yeah, that would indicate why there's confusion.
Definitely there. Some confusion around that stuff.
Yeah, BB.
So what is ABF?
Already been fucked?
Ooh, that's good. I like the guessing. I think I almost want to say you have to guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Before
I'll
you give the real
guess.
One.
Yeah. I don't know what the real one is. Though. What is it?
Adult breastfeeding.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, you're way off, but like you're closer with your guess than you would think the actual answer was.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
There's probably a genre for that. We just don't know the correct acronym. We might get to it. Apparently ABF also goes by ANR, Adult Nursing Relationship.
Okay.
So now we're getting a little, this one's kind of peripheral, we'll say.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I've ever seen a video tagged with this following one.
Wait, the nursing one was a little peripheral. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, let's see. Like, I don't know these things. So.
Okay.
I don't know where everyone's, you know, line is, but at least I've seen thumbnails with the, like, I don't know that I've seen the ABF tag, but I've seen videos out there circulating.
Okay.
So I know it's real. But how about this one? CFNM.
Couldn't find.
Keep going. Couldn't find.
Namaste.
It's the frustrated yoga genre. There are a lot of yoga videos.
Yeah, true.
So that could be a thing.
They're flexible.
But actually, CFNM stands for Clothed Female Nude Male.
Wow.
The description is just, this is exactly what it sounds like.
I'm very curious about that one specifically.
Yeah, I've never.
So far, that one's the one I'm going to research later.
I've never seen this, and like, why would you? This,
yeah.
It. I assume this is more, like maybe a gay oriented genre, like game for gay male, because it's clothed female, nude male.
Yeah, but why have a clothed female in it at all?
You tell me. I don't even know how it's porn at all. But all
right.
Oh, this is a good one. CBT. Not to be confused with CBD.
Yeah. Or CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. Oh. Unless that is what the porn genre is.
That would be interesting. No, so I guess we have a double meaning. CBT, cock and ball torture.
Okay. I've like heard of that, but not that.
Yeah, you actually had a run-in with some of this a few years ago.
Yeah. Back in the day on OkCupid, someone messaged me and said that she wanted to torture me in that way. That was her. She liked CBT, I guess.
Mm.
Can you give me another one that like I might know? Are they in order by prevalence or is it just alphabetical?
I'll give you a slow pitch.
Okay.
An easy ball, as they say, in base.
An EB.
In base throwing. Okay, BDSM.
Okay, this is
common tag, but not everybody can actually name all the letters.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I can. The last two are sodomy and masochism.
Correct. Right?
Or sadism? Sadism, not sodomy.
Yeah, sadism. Yeah. Right.
BD. I don't know what the BD stand for.
So the B is bondage.
Bondage. I can't figure it out. What's the D?
Okay, what do you go to when you go to a lady with whips and chains?
Uh-huh.
And she steps.
Oh, dungeon? Dungeon stuff?
Oh, close. It's not dungeon, but you're thinking her along the right lines. She what's you. She asserts her
dominance.
Yes.
Oh, obviously. That's sad that I couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah, it's the most obvious one. Well, not an acronym, but what's bukkake?
That's where you come all over the face, but like multiple guys? Is it always multiple?
I don't know how many you need to qualify for a bukkake.
But it is multiple.
I feel like it is multiple.
Okay, I think so too.
Yeah. So on this list is something called cock stuffing.
Oh no.
Which reading the description sounds like what we know as sounding.
Yeah, we should maybe describe that for...
You go ahead.
Okay, so sounding is when you insert things in the pee hole. The man pee hole. The penis hole.
Thank you.
Like metal rods or glass rods.
Or batteries.
Yeah.
That's an advanced technique.
Well, batteries is like you have to work up to that. Do you think that would feel good at all? Like, would you try sounding with a very thin, like a beginner rod?
I don't think it would be pleasant, but if I had to, I think like anything up to about the size of a Q-tip, you could take
without
like harming yourself or passing out from pain.
I'm not asking if you had to. I'm asking, would you try it?
No!
You would never try it.
You know how much it hurts to get like soap in your pee hole.
What if your girl came to you and was like, I want to try sounding. We can start with a really small one.
What if I came to her and was like, I want to try. I have a thing where I jab you in the eyes. I sharpen my fingernails and I just drag that across your cornea. It gets me off. What do you say?
You got to do what you got to do to please your partner.
Yeah. That's Oh, here's one.
Okay.
I've never heard this one before. TPE.
Toilet.
Never mind. It's way better. Your version's way better. Toilet paper. Ending.
Yes.
It's when you think he's going to come, but then he just pulls out a toilet paper roll and like... completely unfurls it on her.
Yeah, like a cat playing with the
yeah.